We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Gimel and Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: when Akruv, someone asks himself from cabbage, also be asparagus. So asparagus here does not mean what we call asparagus. It's a type of cabbage, asparagus. Unless our asparagus is a type of cabbage, then it means something else. This asparagus here means cabbage. So Kruv is only also in what we call Kruv. What we call the type of cabbage that we call asparagus is mutter. That's the, we have a girsa here, osir, but some have a girsa of mutter. So how would we read it? We'll read osir v'asparagus. We have a kruv osir v'asparagus. The loch is, it's osir v'asparagus. If you say you're not getting cabbage, you're osir in the type of cabbage called asparagus. When asparagus, if you say I'm not getting asparagus, then mutter v'kruv. Because the reason is, the way our Mishnah is, that kruv is like a shem koilel, it's a general term for cabbage, and therefore includes asparagus. Mashaikim, if you say asparagus, which is a specific species of cabbage, then you don't mean to ask all kruv. Mina grisim, if you say you're not going to eat grisim, also be mikvah, it's a type of grisim, a type of beans, and makva or mikvah is a type of porridge, a type of dish made out of these beans. So there, the halacha is you're also in that, because it's the same thing. Rav Yosi holds that it's mutter. Why? Because in his town, they call mikvah, mikvah, and grisim, grisim. So it's not the same thing. So therefore, even though it's made out of grisim, but it's not the same thing. The Tanakhama holds, the Ran explains, that you call mikvah shal grisim, and therefore it's also. But Rav Yosi is mutter. But you say, min a mikvah, mutter v'grisim. If you say, I'm asking for a mikvah, that's mutter v'grisim, because then it's more specific. It doesn't mean it's also in the bean, just also in this type of dish. Another halacha is, min a mikvah also v'shum. You also in garlic. Rav Yosi matter. Now, why are you also in shum, according to the Tanakhama? So the chalukah is the Ran and the Rosh. The Ran learns the reason is, because it's mikvah means anything that gets hard, that like congeals. And if you make the dish out of shum, if you take garlic, and you smash it up with a little water, and you make it into tafshel, it becomes also, it congeals. So therefore, it includes this isser of a dish made out of garlic. The Rosh learns a different shot. The Rosh learns, because since you put into these mikvah, you put into it shum, therefore, it includes the isser of shum as well. Zok de Gemara Vaita, Dr. Mr. Vaita, that if you say mina shum, then you mutter b'mikvah. It doesn't include mikvah. Then shum is more specific. Does not include anything that's called makvah. Zok de mishta vayta. Mina dashim. If you ask her from lentils, also b'ashishim. You also in the lentil dish called ashishim. We had this before. Resi matter. Mina ashishim. If you say ashishim, mutter b'dashim. Again, it's more specific. Ashishim is then mutter b'dashim. Chita chitim shani toyim. Also b'hem bein b'kemach. Now, chita, the Ran explains, refers to, you say, I can eat a chita, which is one chita, that refers to a piece of bread, a whole roll, because it's not derech, if you're eating chita plain, you're eating plain wheat kernels, you don't eat one, you eat a bunch of them at a time. So if you say chita, you refer to a piece of bread, one chavtza. If I say chitim, then that means a lot of kernels, because when you eat kernels raw, you eat a lot of them at a time. So chita chitim shani toyim also behen bein mekemach bein hapas. You also sai from flour and sai from pas and sai from bread. So you also sai on bread and sai on flour, because chita means pas and chitim can mean flour or kernels. Same thing with beans. Gris grisin shani toyim also behem mechaim behem v'shalom. Because the gris singular term means muvashalom, means one tafsel of gris. When you say grisim, it means raw. Rav Yehuda Eimer, koinim gris achita, shani toyim, mutter lakos chayim, you're allowed to chew it raw. He's not arguing, he's explaining that if you say just gris achita, then mutter lakos chayim, you're allowed to chew it raw. Tanya, Linton of Bryce, Shimon Eimer, chita shani toyim, if someone says I'm not going to eat a chita, also lefois, you're not allowed to bake a piece of bread and eat it, or mutter lakos chitim, but you're allowed to chew chitim. Shani toyim, also, mutter lakos, period. Chitim shani toyim. If you speak of chitim losh rabim, chitim shani toyim, asalakos, you're not allowed to chew it. Again, we said, because you're eating kernels, you eat a lot of them at times. So chitim means that. Umut alafos, we're allowed to have a piece of bread or one roll. Chita chitim shani toyim, asur bein lakos belafos. And you also sigh in rolls and sigh in chewing it raw. Same thing by gris. Gris shani toyim, asur lavashol, is not allowed to have nalam avashol, because that's one tafsel, is called one chepsa, and that you refer to it as a gris. So it's also lavashel umut lakalokus. You let it chew it. Grisim shani tayim also lakus umut lavashel. It's also to chew and it's mutter to lavashel. Grisim shani tayim also ben lavashel lakalokus. If you say both things, grisim shani tayim also then ben lavashel or ben lakus, because that includes everything. Hadrin aloch, perek, and oidim lavashel, beli nether, for those that finished it.